Hey, what's up, everybody? On the Anchor app, it's Pablo C3, and this is episode number 4 on the Anchor app. And I'm pretty excited for this episode, to say at least. I'm going to be talking about buying, where I usually buy my stuff, what price range I usually buy my stuff, and my margins, and also what new sellers should be picking up at these stores. Because I've had a couple DMs of people saying, should I buy this? Should I buy this? What do you think? Blah, 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 blah. And I just want to discuss it and kind of just have a podcast episode on it. So first of all, where I buy my stuff, of course, Marshalls, Ross, Burlington, Play-Doh sometimes. I only actually have one in literally my area. So, and Nordstrom Rack a couple times. So for the most part, those are stores that I go to pretty much 100% of the time. And a price range that I buy my stuff at could literally be from $5 to, I'd say, maximum 70. 70 is if it's like a fast sell, honestly. But really, $17.99 cleats, $19.99 cleats, after tax $21.19, $18.28, or shoes that are $50, $49.99, or occasionally $59.99 if they sell well. So those are the price ranges I usually go for. I mean, of course, there's $30, there's $40. But those are the most common that I've seen for the most part. And cleats, of course, I think if you're a new seller, cleats are definitely like an easy thing to grasp. I think they usually, even low-tier cleats, you can buy at Marshall's pretty, I guess, at a bulkish amount, like six. If you go out a good day, like if they restock and they got some cleats there for like $21 after tax and sell them for 50, 60, and you know, start off there. But yeah, that's one part. I do sell cleats. I think everybody that resells sells cleats because it's such a good margin. And I also do a lot of shoes that are 50 to 60 range actually, and sell probably from 110 to 140 range, maybe higher. But I myself aim for minimum 40% margin. But that's minimum. So usually 50, 60, 70. 40 is like if it sells fast. And that I'll take any day. If there's a shoe, like there, I sold some Kobe's in like 5 hours, like two Kobe 11 Elite Lows, purple and black. I picked them up for $60 each, and they sold for $110 and just really, really fast. So that's the only time I'd really pick up a $60 shoe like that. I wouldn't wait on $60 shoes too much. $50 shoes, maybe I would, if it's a good size. But honestly, all these questions about like, should I get this? Honestly, I think it's really a gut feeling. If it's iffy, I think it's a gut feeling, and you really learn after the months of doing it, because you'll just realize which ones really do sell and which ones really don't. So that's another tip there. For the most part, I believe those are the shoes you should be buying. I mean, of course, there's different numbers all over the place, but for the most part, the questions have been coming from the $50 shoes. And it's like, ooh, they sell at 90, should I pick them up? And it's like, if it's a fast flip, sure. If not, it depends what brand, it depends what size. So it's really intuitive of what you guys are researching. So it all depends. Besides that, I think margin-wise, I think the lowest you should aim for is 30% if you're new. And if your money is cycling fast, I think 30% is a decent startup point. Then from 30 can, you know, switch it up. But I think 30 should be the start off point. And that's minimum. You know, you can be 60, 70, whatever, over 100, which of course happens a lot. But minimum should be 30 to 40, in my opinion. So yeah, those are my opinions on buying shoes right now, quarter four. Kind of goes for the whole year. But yeah, those are my opinions, guys. I hope you appreciate this little podcast I just recorded right now. And I hope you guys take this and use it to your advantage. So thanks for tuning in, guys, and I'll see you later. Bye-bye.